Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this week's online video picks are up on our website. Each week we select five web videos, and I anchor them on our site. This week's picks include, what if Mark Sanford's infidelity apology had the same laugh track as David Letterman's? See our five web video picks at wnyc.org/video. Now, does the thought of cooking dinner at home for 20 make you break out in hives? Not true for my next guests, who have been doing just that about twice a month at their Astoria Dining Club Sunday night dinners. Tamara Reynolds and Zora O'Neill are true believers looking for converts to their cause with their new book, and this is the FCC-approved, cleaned-up version of the title, Forking Fantastic, Put the Party Back in Dinner Party. Welcome back to WNYC, Tamara and Zora.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And this is part recipe book, part how-to, and I guess when it comes to dinner parties, the cooking isn't all you have to think of, right?
No, but I'd say it's still the main thing. People get too caught up in all the little other details, like cleaning the house from top to bottom and like selecting the music and making sure the plates match. In fact, really the cooking is the main thing you have to concentrate on.
And in a typical New York apartment, renting the folding chairs.
Right, right. No, you can even go so far as to ask your friends to bring their own chair.
So we can take a few calls for our guests. Do you have a favorite dinner party trick to share? Or what stops you from throwing more parties? Maybe my next guests will be able to offer a solution. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We have about 10 minutes to wrap this up today after we've been through suburban sprawl and public transportation and the Nobel Peace Prize. And, you know, we're ending with your weekend dinner parties or why you don't have them at 212-433-9692. You never really ask somebody to bring their own chair, do you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have.
And
yeah.
Their own soup bowls. Their own soup bowl. Their own spoon once we had to do. I mean, why be hindered by not having infrastructure? Like, that should be the last thing that hinders you from having people over to your home.
John on Fire Island, I think, is going to tie the entire show together. Hi, John. You're on WNYC.
Hey. I think in the next day we're going to hear a lot of suggestions about people who should have won the Nobel Peace Prize instead of Barack Obama. And who first comes to mind for me is Tamara.
That's extremely gracious.
I've eaten at her Sunday night dinner series several times. And, it's true, the plate of the guy next to you is probably not going to look like yours. And, one of the many takeaways that I have from eating with them is that, it should be fun, first and foremost, and you shouldn't get hung up on all these things, you know, on whether or not your olive oil is triple extra virgin and all of these things that, you know, people sort of obsess about before, getting back to the fact that it should just be really fun.
So Tamara hasn't done anything to solve world hunger, but a lot to solve yours.
I've fed a lot of people.
Have any estimate as to how many people you've fed at your dinner parties?
I don't know. I was thinking about that recently. It's been like 6 years, and
I'd say easily somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 maybe.
Because, we've got like 450 people on our list, and those people have brought friends at occasion.
People come in from out of town.
Mia in the Bronx has a dinner party trick. Hi, Mia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up?
So my dinner party trick I was sharing is that I have my kids make place cards with my guests' names on them because I find that people feel a little awkward in those opening moments. They don't know where they're supposed to sit, who they're supposed to talk to. And it sounds childish, but it brings back that nervousness in grade school of who's going to be my friend, who's going to sit with me. So having assigned seating with a nice welcoming place card with your name helps people feel comfortable. They don't have to make that decision. And then I can arrange the seating for best conversational give and take.
For how many people, Mia? What do you think is the minimum for you to go to assigned seating?
The minimum, I usually do families coming over. So if I have, two or three families with four or five people each, I definitely need place card seating.
Oh, right. Mia, you're so gracious. You're very kind. We never do that. No. We just let people sink or swim.
I guess it's the difference between the traditional preschool and the progressive school.
I've got to give her credit. That's a great way to get your kids involved, though, too, because you want them to have a little project.
Yeah.
So it's not
giving the kids a job and making
and
them involved.
Giving all your guests a job, really.
Rachel in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, can you hear me?
Sure can.
We have an annual hors d'oeuvre contest where we invite all our friends and everybody makes something really delicious and brings it over. And I always make a cocktail or a punch for everyone. And then we vote, and the top three winners get little prizes that I've picked out. And we also make a donation to the community food bank in their name.
That's really cool.
Really way to get everyone together, and I don't have to spend all week cooking.
Hors d'oeuvre contest, though. Have any friendships ended in your home over the winners and losers?
Everyone has been very good-natured, and everyone's had enough to eat and drink by the end that it doesn't really matter.
Thank you for calling. And Tamara Reynolds and Zora O'Neill are here talking about their new book, Forking Fantastic, Putting the Party Back in Dinner Party. Where do you draw the line when it comes to entertaining? Plastic forks? I think you mentioned
having to eat
his dessert with a soup ladle.
No plastic forks. No. Soup ladles, yes. I don't know. It's a fuzzy line.
We tend to, if we don't have something, we try to buy it at Goodwill or on eBay, or people, when they move out of the city, sometimes give us donations of things that they're going to leave behind, silverware plates. That's why nothing matches in our homes. We are much more focused on, you know, now we do have enough forks and spoons and everything. We don't use paper towels. We always use cloth napkins. It just sort of says, I care about you enough to do laundry and you know, regular cutlery.
Go ahead.
Oh, and jars for glassware. If you've bought something in a jar, you can serve someone a drink. It's okay. You don't need to have Riedel wine glasses. You're fine. It's fine.
Meredith in the East Village, you're on WNYC. Hi, Meredith. Meredith, are you there?
Hello, this is Brian.
Yes.
And I just called in to say that I really do love having dinner parties with my friends, and we do keep it informal, but one of my fears in the past, which I think some of my friends still have that fear, is that there won't be enough. And this kind of, this horror that if one extra person or two extra people come, then everybody doesn't get two gigantic plates of food. And I've completely shed that fear because the importance is really being together. And if there, you know, isn't triple servings for everyone, that's just fine because we're all pretty much lucky enough to have an abundance of food in our homes. And I think it's really important not to be afraid that a dish might run out, and that's all right,
I think it's a great point.
You're very wise. It takes people a long time to get to that point.
I feel like I've never been to a dinner party or a family function where there weren't vats of food left over at the end that everybody wondered what to do with.
Right. Yeah, right. Never knowingly undercatered. We have very often, especially in the early days before we were very organized, went from serving, you know, making dinner for 8 people to making dinner for 18 people over the course of the afternoon because people kept calling. So we kind of got pushed to that point where we're like, well, just make another dish and it'll all be fine.
But
family
style service can also help you combat that. If you're not focused on making up everyone's plate for them, people will self-regulate. They'll look down the table and they'll say, oh, look, I've taken a ton of this celery root remoulade and there's a bunch of people who didn't get any. And, you know,
Nancy on our website asks, would love to hear your guest's suggestion on how I could do dinner parties in my 200-square-foot apartment.
Very carefully move all the furniture. I'm a huge fan of what I call heroic furniture moving and making over the apartment. Like, I have, you know, stand the couch up on its end or use the couch as seating on one side of the table. Just get super creative, and it's okay to totally undo your apartment for the night. It's worth it.
Standing dinner parties.
You could, but you can also pull your door off of its hinges, like your bedroom door if you want,
sure,
or not the bathroom door perhaps, but another door, and you know, set it across a couple of chairs, and you have your table.
Denise in Weston, you're on WNYC. Hi, Denise.
Hi. I just love you girls having huge dinner parties and sending out advice. Have the party. Have fun. Every plate doesn't have to match. So I heard you on the air, and I just wanted to call and say I just think it's great.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
You're welcome. We haven't had it for a while, a huge outside party in October where, you know, it's just everybody's outside, dogs, kids, moms, aunts, everybody's invited. And it's just so nice to connect.
Thanksgiving. Yeah. Denise, thank you very much. Now, we're going to run out of time, but let's see. I think Sam on line 5 has a problem, and Tricia on line 4 has a solution. So, Sam, what's your problem? Real quick, right to it.
I used to throw enormous dinner parties and frequent dinner parties, and then my daughter was born. And I know that your guests are saying that, get the kids involved, but A, when they're tiny, they need to sleep, and then B, when they're bigger, they still need to sleep or be occupied.
So, Sam, hang on. Here's Tricia in Wilton. Tricia?
Hi. I have a solution because one of the big problems is people have kids, and we have little kids. And so what we do is we invite everyone with their kids. We rent the tables from Tail Rentals, the short tables. And what I have is those IKEA red stacking chairs. I have 18 of them. In fact, I have a friend that has 28, so we can really, pack them in. And then we cover the tables with tablecloths and then the easel paper from IKEA, give them crayons. The kids can be at their table having a great time.
Very nice.
And the parents can't
do it.
All right.
Nice.
Thank you, Tricia. Sam, does this solve your problem or not so much on the Upper West Side?
I don't think my apartment can house 28 people in the
showroom.
So,
doesn't have to be big.
I mean, if it could, I'd be right on it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Crayons, walls, and a bucket of paint for the next day.
Still, we do encourage people to start bringing the kids early. You want to expose your kids to things like big dinners like this. I think it's good for them in the long run. We're biased because that's how we grew up, but still.
1 minute left. You include instructions in this book for building your own lamb grill in order to roast a whole lamb. Is that the most advanced undertaking in the book?
I think that's the one that requires the most special gear and a whole animal, which automatically raises the stakes.
Yep.
Whole animal.
A whole animal.
Do you still run your Sunday night dinners? Or are you still taking new guests?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They should feel free to, I think you guys have us on the website. They can click through and email through and let us know that they're not axe murderers, and we'll email them back.
Do you ever want to run an actual restaurant?
No.
No way.
No. We just want to tell people that they should have people over and have dinner parties.
And they want you to buy their new book, Forking Fantastic, Put the Party Back in Dinner Party, Zora O'Neill and Tamara Reynolds. Great fun as always. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowart produced this program. So did. I'm missing somebody. Who am I missing? I'm missing Eileen. Eileen Markey produced this program all week. We had intern help this week from Neil Makija, Tala Al-Husri, Rachel Senator, and Mary Beth Holman. And our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Have a great weekend, everyone, even if you're eating alone. I'm Brian Lehrer.